There is an NYQ mobile. There is an 8NYQ mobile.
KB2GDZ, any need for these repeaters before we start tonight's 220 megahertz net? Good evening, welcome. This is KB2GDZ, Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Delta Zulu. My name is Larry, your net control for tonight's edition of the Syracuse and Nationwide 220 MHz net. This net is held Friday night at 7 Eastern on confinement feeder system. KD2SL, All-Star 28405, W2ABC, node 42693. Thank you to Jason, N2DOW, for hosting the Echolink and All-Star. Search N2DOW-R for the Echolink node. Thanks to Ray, W2RJR, for the All-Star Norica repeaters, node 27200. We want to thank Kevin, KD2SL, Dave, W2ACC, and Ray, W2RJR, for making these repeaters available for this net. We also want to thank LARC, the Liverpool Amateur Repeater Club, for sponsoring the KD2SL tower site. The purpose of this net is to promote activity on the 220 MHz band. It's an informal net, so we're here to share information about 220 and have a good time meeting and talking with other ham operators. All amateurs listening are invited to check in. Please check in with your call sign and first name. Let me know if you're mobile or portable so we can get right to you. If you're listening but can't transmit, you can email kb2gdz@arrl.net to be included. We use NetLogger to track our check-in. You can go to netlogger.org, download the software, and follow along. This is KB2GDZ looking for check-in.
November 9, Alpha Any Mike, N9 AIM, Indiana.
Kilo Delta 2, Yankee Victor Bravo, Mark.
W2RJR, Ray. Going to be in and out. Have a good night, Larry.
Okay. We have a pre-net check-in of KD2SL, Kevin. Have Bob, N9AIM, KD2YZB, and an in and out from Ray, W2RJR. Thanks for the use of your repeater. Anyone else?
Kilo Bravo 9, Juliet, Sierra, Lima. Good evening to the net. No traffic. KB9JSL. Hope you had a good fourth.
Okay, thanks, Clarence, for your check-in. I was wondering if you were going to be there. You're usually right on the mic. But thanks for your check-in, and hope you had a good fourth as well. Anyone else?
Kilo Charlie 1, Papa Lima Victor, John in Cumberland. I'll be in and out tonight.
Okay, John, thanks for being there. Thanks for your in and out. We'll go ahead and try to run the top of this list. Let me just check first to see if Kevin is available, back from his errand. KD2SL, owner of this repeater system, are you on the net? Okay, maybe he'll jump on later if he's not already at his destination. We'll say hello to Bob at 9 a.m. Welcome to the net. How are you today?
Yeah, Larry. Great, Larry. Hope you had a good weekend. Hope you had a good 4th of July. It's been a long weekend, I'll tell you what. Enjoying 81 degrees here, but we had a lot of rain today and yesterday. We had about 8 tenths of an inch of rain yesterday and about 6 tenths today. I think we're all through the rain right now, but thanks for calling me in, Larry. Have a great day. Everybody else on the net, this is November 9th, Elf and Mike from Indiana. I'll be on site monitoring.
Okay, thanks for your check-in, and I just have a quick question for you. I was not able to be here last week and don't know if anyone was able to relay that at all. Did you hear anything last week, or was it just dead air?
Well, we had just dead air. Don't know what's going on. I thought I had a problem with the internet problem. Don't know, but I just had dead air last week, Larry.
Okay, well, thanks for the info. There was an issue with a couple of the connections as well, so there were a bunch of people that, and sorry about that. I wasn't able to be here, and I was hoping someone that was able to get on the repeater could have relayed that for everyone and let them know. But I'm here now, and thanks for the update. Next, we'll say hello to Mark, KD2YVB. Welcome to the net. How are you?
This is KD2YVB. Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Larry. Thanks for doing the net. Well, not much going on here. Just enjoying all this humidity. Better than snow. You don't have to shovel it. Not much going on. Had a good forest. The neighbors had quite the firework display, which was nice to see. Didn't have to pay for a seat or the park or anything else. I just had to sit on my porch and watch it. So, other than that, not much going on. So, back to you, Larry. KD2YBB.
Thanks for your check-in. Glad you had an enjoyable forest. Brings us to the bottom of this list, because we had an in-and-out from Ray, W2RJR, Clarence with an in-and-out, KB9JSL, and John in Cumberland, KC1TLV. Any other check-ins, please come now with your call sign and your first name. This is KB2GDZ, name is Larry, with a 220 megahertz net.
November 1, Zulu, Juliet, India. That's N1ZJI. Jim from Rhode Island.
QO8, Golf Bravo.
Okay, I got Jim, N1ZJI, and Dave, K8GB. Anyone else? Okay, let's say hello to Jim, N1ZJI. Welcome to the net. How are you today?
Good evening, Larry. I'm doing well. I had a nice 4th of July. It was kind of low-key. We kept it that way. The weather yesterday was nice. It was a sunny day, and then, of course, last night was clear, so it was a good night for fireworks. Same with the other person that was on earlier. Didn't have to venture too far to see a good fireworks display. Just had to look out my window. The neighbors took care of that. So, all in all, it was all in good fun, and it was a good time. Today the weather was not so nice. It was kind of gloomy, and we had a couple of brief showers earlier in the day, but they were very scattered about Rhode Island. It was mostly just kind of a cloudy, gloomy day. and they're still calling for maybe a chance of thunderstorms tonight, so we'll see. But I'm enjoying the long weekend. It's definitely nice to kind of sit back and relax. Also, just to let you know, looks like last week they had a roundtable discussion going on. There was a couple of folks that joined in and jumped in, and they were just passing the mic around, getting different comments from folks. So it was kind of like a roundtable discussion. So there was some activity on the repeater last week, although it was very limited because my Rhode Island repeater here system was not picking up any activity. I heard the activity directly when I echo linked into the Syracuse repeater. So that's just an update for you there on that part. So with that, I'll send it back over to you, Larry. This is N1ZJI.
Okay, so you were able to join the Echo Link last week, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. I was able to Echo Link into the Syracuse repeater, and I heard the activity that was going on.
Okay, very good. Yeah, thanks for that report. I believe Sam was trying to allow people to know what was going on, but unfortunately that Echo Link had an issue connecting to the All-Star, so only people that were on the Echo Link probably heard what was going on there, but definitely glad that someone did step up and try to get some activity going, especially because in the weeks previous to last week, the Echo Link node was down, and so the repeaters that connect in to the Echo Link were not able to connect in, and I'm glad to see that they were still connecting after a couple weeks of not being there. So hopefully the Echo Link will stay up, but it would be good if the repeater trustees were able to get the repeaters to connect directly to the All-Star, so that if that one link does break down, it's still something that's available. But thanks for the info. Thanks for your check-in. Next, we're going to say hello to Dave, K8GB. Welcome to the net. How are you?
Good evening, Annette from K8GB. All are doing okay. It's been like a kind of cloudy day here today, although now the sun has come out. So it's about 79 right now, and although I'm looking at the radar, it looks like we're going to have a brief line of showers coming through here in another couple hours. It's going to be like it'll rain here tonight. Last night we had got through most of the day without any weather, but then right at sunset it had a brief heavy shower come through. And it only lasted just a few minutes, just enough to get the ground wet. And it didn't cool anything down. So the dew point must have been like 1 degree below the air temperature. I don't know, because after the rain stopped, we immediately had this fog, you know, on the ground. It probably went up about, you know, 50 to 100 feet or so, and that's it. So you look up toward the sky, and it's still clear, and you can see the clouds and the stars and everything, and watch the fireworks. So right along the ground, it was like, see cars driving down the street, and they had the headlights are lighting up, you know, in the fog and so forth. So it was a really icky, sticky night, and it stayed that way all night. Matter of fact, I think they had a fog alert for this morning, too. I heard when I first woke up this morning. So I stayed home last night, but I lived here since 2016, and every 4th of July, the neighborhood kind of gets really involved, and last night was no exception. The fireworks were continuous from about 9:30, which it wasn't even totally dark yet, until about 11, and then the noise was continuous and loud a lot of boom, boom, booms, and I was just sitting out in the yard for a while just watching it all coming up and taking some videos of some of the displays, and a couple more went up at midnight. As you can see, at 10 o'clock here, you can hardly carry on a conversation with someone over all the stuff going off, and then about 1 in the morning, dead quiet. I mean, even in the distance, you didn't hear anything going up, but it was just amazing how 10 o'clock was so noisy, and at 1 in the morning, it was just dead quiet. So at least we got some fireworks in that way. And then today, actually, it was kind of a blah day. Although it's supposed to be, we might get some rain tomorrow, but it's supposed to be a nice day, sunny Sunday. I'm getting together with my sister for 4th of July on Sunday, so looking forward to that. And I didn't hear anything last week in here, because not too long after 7, I came with my All-Star link, and I heard nothing, and I looked at the bubble chart, and I know if everybody was linked up, but just a few minutes after 7, I heard nothing. I just been listening for a while, and heard like maybe one or two random tee-ups, and that was it. So I guess what happened was just on Echo Link only. So that's it from here. Hope you're having a good 4th of July weekend, and we'll catch up with you later from KHEV.
Okay, thanks for your check-in, and hope you have an enjoyable 4th on Sunday. About 84 degrees here right now. We got just about 90 today. Haven't had any real rain in a while. We will have some coming up in is it tomorrow or the next day, I forget, but we are expected to get some. But it's been nice, and I'll take it. And sorry no one was here for you last week, but glad you were able to come back this week. Thanks again. That brings us to the bottom of this list, and we're going to look for some more check-ins. This is Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Delta Zulu. Name is Larry with a 220 megahertz net.
Yes. Kilo Bravo 1, Mike Whiskey Delta, Jack, Boston Harbor.
Okay, Jack in Boston Harbor. Anyone else?
Here is Kilo Charlie 1, Papa Hotel Zulu, Jim in Brazos. Kilo Charlie 1, Papa Hotel Zulu.
Okay, I got you, Jim. Anyone else?
KB1, MWD, if you copy this, okay, KB1, MWD.
Yep, I copied you, Jack. Thank you. Had Jim. KC1PHZ, anyone else? Okay. Good evening, Jack. Welcome to the net. Glad that you were able to be with us. I believe the repeater system you use, or maybe you're just a direct connect to Echo Link, I don't know. But we had an issue with our Echo Link a few weeks back. For a couple weeks, and then last week the Echo Link wasn't connected to the All-Star, but I think you might have been able to talk a little bit on there. I wasn't able to be here last week. I did for 1 minute connect with my phone to the Echo Link, couldn't talk, but I did listen for a second and heard there was activity, so glad you're able to make it. Welcome to the net. How are you doing tonight?
K2, GDZ, KB1, MWD, Thank you, Ray, for doing the net. I got in by EchoLink on the repeater into DOW, and I worked W2SAM, and he had mentioned what was going on, and so we just kept it going for a while and waited for maybe other check-ins, and then we signed off, and but it worked on EchoLink, and it was loud and clear. Back to you, Larry, and I hope everybody had a great New Year's.
Okay. Thanks again for your check-in, and glad you were able to participate last week. Next, we're going to say hello to Jim, KC1PHZ. Welcome to the net. How are you?
Larry and everybody on the net. Things are going well here. Kind of a very sticky day here in southern Rhode Island. Just outside right now with the boots, walking around, let her get her exercise. And you can see there's a couple of deer over at the wood line staring back at me. So hopefully she doesn't see that. But enjoying the holiday weekend. Hope everybody else is. And with that, I'll send it back to you, Larry. It's Casey. And hey, good night. Thanks for doing that. It's good to be back on the air, by the way, here in Rhode Island. So, back to you, KC1PHZ. Back to you, Larry.
Okay, well, thank you for your check-in. Glad to have everybody with us tonight. And that brings us to the bottom of this section, and we're going to be looking for some more check-ins. This is KB2GDZ for the 220 megahertz net. KB2GDZ with a 220 net, looking for check-in. Any other check-in for the 220 in that? Who wants to be number 12? Netlogger, do you want to check in today? Just... Okay, looks like we'll have to call last call. Anyone else for the 220 net? This will be the last call. KB2 VST Earl.
KK6 OYH. I'll wait for number 13.
Okay, I heard a devil there. It might have been Chuck and someone else that wanted to be 13, or maybe that was the same person. Who said they want to be number 13?
KK6 Oscar Yankee Hotel, Union City, Indiana, Fred.
Hey, Fred, Union City, for whatever reason, my ears aren't pulling out your call sign. I think it was the KC, but can you try it one more time for me, please?
KK6, Oscar Yankee Hotel. King Kong 6, Oscar Yankee Hotel.
Whiskey Bravo 4, Alpha New Zulu. Gotta be 49Z.
Okay, yep, I thought I heard you in there, Chuck. And I do have you also, Earl. Anyone else? Okay, well, let's say hello to Earl, KB2VSJ. Welcome to the net. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just remembered you're on tonight. I thought I'd get in and say hello here. I guess most people know I'm up here at Odawood here in Liverpool, and my room faces a window here that faces the south, so I'm able to reach this repeater. My Kenwood Tri-Banner, it's a TH6, so just good to get it on the air, so thought I'd make the net tonight. Remember he was on, so.
Okay, glad that you remembered and checked in. Thanks for your check-in, and good to hear from you. Next we'll say hello to Fred, KK6OYH, Union City, Indiana. Welcome to the net. How are you tonight?
One day is much like another to me. I've been retired for a number of years. I'm doing all right, hanging in here and listening to the net. I listen to it quite a bit. I don't get on too much. I get on once in a while on here. But I usually monitor this frequency. Anyway, I thought I'd jump in and be number 13 because that's the number no one wants. So I thought I'd get it. Some people think it's unlucky, but for me, 13, especially Friday 13, has always been lucky. I don't know why. Anyway, back over to the net, KK6OYH.
Okay, well, glad you were able to get on tonight, and thank you for your check-in. Now we're going to see how things are in Florida. WB4AIZ, welcome to the net.
Yeah, WB4AIZ. I can link here in Florida. The thing's okay. Had a good fourth. Had a good picnic, not say picnic style lunch here at the picnic food for at the facility. And assisted living facility. We got to go out to the sidewalk in front of the unit to watch the local short 4th of July parade. Wasn't very long, but it was different. Something different. So anyways, I'm not longer, so I thought I'd sign in. That would be 40 hours.
Okay, thanks for your check-in, and glad that they had something going there for you at the assisted living facility and even a small parade. Better than nothing, for sure. Thanks again for your check-in. This is KB2GDC. Any other check-ins for the 220 net? Kilo Alpha 8, Foxtrot Romeo Kilo James Greenville. Okay, I think it's Kilo Alpha 8 Foxtrot Romeo Kilo. Is that correct? And if so, you're up. Go right ahead.
K8FRK, and that is correct, sir. I've just been working on some HF antennas this last few days and getting one for the 10 to 80 meter band up and running. I've sort of got it up, but I've got a little fine tuning and stuff to do. Other than that, just dealing with the hot weather. Back to net control, and thank you, sir, for doing net control.
Hope the antenna works well for you, and thank you for taking the time to check in tonight. Any other check-ins for the 220 net?
Sierra, name is Tim.
Okay, last check-in. Can you come one more time into your call time?
Yes, this is November 9, X-ray, Delta, Sierra. QSO?
QSO. N9XDS. Plainfield. Anyone else? Okay, I might have heard a little audio on that. It's a very scratchy signal. If someone's checking in, please try again.
This is November 8, Romeo Golf Oscar, N8RGO.
N8RGO Mansfield. Anyone else?
Yeah, Roger. I was just connected to somebody else who might be connected to you guys. I was don't have a lot of time in here, so I may end up disconnecting. But while I caught you up here, I'd go ahead and give you a call time for a check-in. Again, you cut yourself short.
Okay, the links take a few seconds to connect up. I didn't hear everything you were saying. I just want to make sure just wanted to do one for the count. That was N-A-R-G-O in Mansfield. If you could just hold the mic in before you say something, because the first board is going to get stopped off on me.
Yeah, I got you. So, yeah, this is Larry, N-A-R-G-O in Mansfield. And I was connected earlier, I guess, and then you guys came in there. I just thought I would give you a check-in for tonight. I appreciate it. That's about all I got.
Okay, appreciate your check-in. This is NetJets Hub every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and different repeater trustees have the repeaters programmed to connect to our All-Star nodes, which around the country are connecting into. So it's a widespread net. We get many different states here. And like to have you every Friday, 7 Eastern is when we're here. So glad you took the time to check in and give us one for the count. Next, we'll say hello to Jim, N9XDS. Welcome to the net. This is Larry, KB2GDZ with a 220 megahertz net.
KB2, I think it was GTV. This is N9XDS, Jim, Plainfield, Indiana. Just operating on the 220 side, no length or anything. Got me a quarter wave ground plane erected, and my first week or two on 220. So I was surprised because it's net receiving. I was just tuning it out and heard it. But interesting though, it's late. Looking forward to making some new contacts far and wide. And doing great out here. Hope everybody had a great 4th of July. This is N9XTF back to net control. Thank you, Larry.
Okay. Well, thank you for your check-in, and welcome to the 220. Making 220 great again is the motto here. So we're here every Friday, 7 Eastern, so look forward to hearing from you next week. This net originates in Syracuse, New York, on the KB2SL 220 repeater, and that goes up to the All-Star Network to any repeaters who choose to participate. And we're looking for some more check-ins now. Come now with your call sign and your first name, and if your repeater happens not to be a 220, it's okay. You can still check in. We love 220, but we'll talk to anyone.
Sierra Alpha Mike, Dayton, Ohio.
Well, good evening, Sam. Welcome to the net, and thanks for doing some helping out there last week. How are you?
Well, good evening. Yeah, we've had some ups and downs this week, and trying to make the health thing. So, I didn't get in here until late, and while I was out there on the lake, I went ahead and brought in a couple of repeaters. One was Indianapolis, the 224.800. And we also brought in Mansfield, Ohio, maybe for the first time. Larry there runs that. And that frequency is 224.72. And Mansfield, Ohio is up just south of Cleveland, in that area there. Central, upper central Ohio, I guess. Of course, everybody knows where Indianapolis is at. So with that, we thought we'd check in here. And I can't think of, I think we had somebody else on there. I can't remember who. But that's been the way it's all been all week. Not very good memory, and my movement's really not as good as it should be. So anyways, we make arrangements to go see the doc, but to get in to see him, and heck, it's not till next month. That's crazy. Remember, you could call him and maybe within the hour go down and see him. Why you got to be so long, you know? It's everything, this country is upside down. Anyways, back to you, Larry, and I was glad to do it. And if we can help you out anymore, just let us know. We'll go from there. W9SAM, Dayton, Ohio, on Echo Link.
Okay, well, thanks. Thanks again for your check-in, for your help, and I'm glad that you were on Echo Link last week, because even though we had an issue with it connecting to the All-Star, you were able to possibly reach people that couldn't when the Echo Link was in another location, and the person who used to house it
lost their internet, which is why it had been down. So I made arrangements with him to go down to his place and pick it up so I could install it here, but I wasn't here last week to really make sure everything was connecting up as well as it should have been. But today it seems to be doing a bit better. So thank you again, and making 220 great again. This is Larry, KB2GBZ with a 220 megahertz net, looking for check-in.
Kilo Delta 9, Yankee Alpha, and I'm in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, Kilo Delta 9, was it Yankee Oscar Oscar?
QSL, QSL. Name here is Mike.
Okay, I thought so. I just wanted to make sure because just then you got to the end of your call sign, there was a lot of static, but when I plugged it in, it came up with your name, so welcome to the net. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good. Been working this 13 colonies event. And been off work this week, so I've just been going pretty hard at that.
Okay, very good. Hope you do well at that. I haven't dabbled with that yet. One of these days I'll get into some of these different events and contests, but so far, just been so busy between work and everything else. Haven't had as much time as I would have liked to have. But thank you. Thank you for your check-in. Any other check-in for the 220 net? This is KB2GDZ. Name is Larry with a 220 megahertz net.
November 8, November, Yankee, Quebec.
Okay, I got Pete and Troy, and then there's someone else who's trying to check in, but there is so much noise on the signal, you're going to have to give me like two or three times with phonetics to see if I can pull it out. Maybe we can try later when you're in a better position. Let's say hello to CNHNYQ. Michigan, welcome to the net.
Good evening to everybody on the net. Currently mobile in southwest Michigan, down here by the Indiana border, heading my way north before I head east to go home. So we're kind of out here catching up from things that we didn't do yesterday, because yesterday was holiday and we didn't do anything except eat way too much. Back to net.
Okay, thanks for your check-in, and yes, I ate too much as well, but that's what picnics are for. Thanks again for your check-in, and we're looking for some more. KB2GDZ with a 220 megahertz net.
Kilo Delta 9 Echo Oscar Papa, Chris in Greenfield currently checking in, first time via Echo Link.
Okay, Chris, KD9EOP, anyone else? Okay, the first part of your call didn't make it. I don't think the links were set up when you said it, but I got LLQ. Try again, please.
LLQ.
Okay, if you could try in again, please, but after you squeeze the mic, wait 1 or 2 seconds before you begin your call, because the only thing that makes it through is LLQ.
N9LLQ.
Okay, I believe I got N9LLQ, Joe in Mooresville.
South of Mooresville.
Okay, anyone else?
Yes, I'm just south of Mooresville.
Okay, let's say hello to N9LLQ. Welcome to the net. N9LLQ, welcome to the net.
Thank you so very much. All I want to do is just check in and see if I can just get in from Mooresville. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your check in. We're here every Friday, 7 Eastern, 229. Let's try again for Chris KB9EOP.
Yeah, I this first time on my on Echo Link. I I've had a technician license for a long time and took a long break, and then just kind of getting back into it and got my Echo Link linked up to it. And this is I think my second or third contact, and I just seen that there was some talk going on this area in Indianapolis, so I thought I'd jump in, and it looked like there was a net going on, and I'd participate next down in Seymour, so I'll save this to my favorites and maybe jump on it in the future. K90OP, back to you, Net.
Okay, very good. Glad you found us. Welcome to the hobby, and hope to see you next week. Looking for some more check-ins. This is Kilo Bravo 2, Golf Delta Zulu. Name is Larry with a 220 megahertz net. Audio there. The noise level is so loud that it's completely drowning you out. I don't know if there's any way to increase your audio to maybe get above the noise floor and maybe give me a few times of the phonetic between the three times. It's possible I can get you on the list.
This is KA3LWL, Kilo Alpha 3, Lima, Whistle, Lima. I did get in earlier, and that was me trying to get in with all the noise. I didn't know if you acknowledged me the last time when I tried the echo link, so I thought I'd try again. KA3LWL, back to me.
Okay, glad you were able to hit the echo link, and I don't know if I heard you on echo link before. Whatever is going on with the, you know, your connection to the repeater, it's definitely a lot of noise and very unintelligible audio because of the noise level. But I'm hearing you loud and clear now. I have a KA3LWL. In West Harrison. Welcome to the net. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm doing very well. I appreciate the comeback, and I'm glad you're able to get me this time. I was trying on 220 and on the VHF side, and I wasn't having much luck. We seem to be having a little bit of band opening tonight, but not really enough for me to be able to get in from West Harrison. So I thought I'd try the echo link mode. That usually does pretty good. So with that, I just appreciate you having me, and I hope everybody's had a great 4th of July and enjoy the rest of the 4th of July weekend. This is KA3LWL in West Harrison, Indiana. Back to Net Control.
Okay, thanks for your check-in and your persistence. Hope to see you again next week, and not sure if doing any kind of power increase or antenna repositioning or handheld going to a window facing the repeater, not quite sure. But whether it's by RF or by EchoLink, certainly look forward to talking to you again next week. KB2GDZ with a 220 net, looking for check-in.
KB2SL, Kevin, and here we go.
Well, good evening, Kevin. Owner trustee of the KB2SL repeater system in Syracuse. Welcome to the net, and how are you?
I was very busy with some projects at home today, and I am tired. Feeling like the president tonight. By the way, seems like I had something I was going to say. Oh, yeah, 40 minutes ago, I think I heard you say it's about time for the last call, and things are still going. So I guess everybody showed up just a little bit late tonight.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. You know, you put out the last call and people jump in. Sometimes they just happen to stumble upon it, and sometimes that just brings them up because they want to get on the list. But as you can hear, things have been sounding mostly okay as far as technology goes, right?
Sometimes it's a little hard to judge because when I'm under motion, this particular radio that I use for 220 in the car, just being in motion, it causes some interesting audio distortion. I don't know how to explain exactly what that sounds like or why it occurs. If I'm stationary with this radio, I'm okay. Well, great to hear that you had a nice turnout tonight. Hope everybody has an enjoyable weekend, and I will see you next time, 73JD2SL.
Okay, 73 to you as well. Thanks for all the work you do for the theaters and technology. And that was number 23. We're looking for 24. 220 net, KD2GDZ. Okay, it worked before. We'll try it again. Last call. Last call for the 220 net. Okay, maybe not this time. You've been listening to the Syracuse and Nationwide 220 MHz net. Want to thank all who checked in. We had 23 check-ins, including myself. Thank you to Kevin, KD2SL, Dave, W2ACC, and Ray, W2RJR for these their very nice repeater systems. Also, thank you to Lush, the Liverpool Amateur Repeater Club, for sponsoring the KD2SL tower site. We now return this repeater to normal ham activity. 73, see you next week, and ring a buddy. This is KD2GDZ. We're clear.
KD2GDZ, N8NYQ, are you available for a short one?
Okay, NYQ, I didn't have my headphones on right when you said that, but welcome to the net.
Yeah, I was wondering, I've been trying to use Echolink to get into the net for the last, let's say, 4 or 5 weeks, and either I've approached it too late, or was the Echolink down? That's what I'm wondering.
The Echolink was down for a few weeks. The person who used to have the Echolink node at their house, they had their internet disconnected because they're never home, and unfortunately didn't get word of that until a few weeks after it had been completely offline, and finally made arrangements with them to go down, pick it up, and put it right in my house here. So it is back up again, and last week there was an issue with it connecting to the All-Star node, but that's resolved now as well, so we're back to normal now. What was the first part of that call again, please?
This is November 8th, November, Yankee, Quebec, and second question, the net that Miss Faye used to do, I know that something happened and she lost the ability to use a radio to get into the node that she was using to do that net because they had to take the radio off the tower by her house. But is that net down completely? Is nobody taking it over? Do you know anything about that?
Which net is this now that you're talking about?
It was Friday night at 9 o'clock on, I think it's a K4HOT, that southern system down there in Georgia or Alabama.
Okay, yeah, I'm not familiar with that that particular net. We're not hooked into that one. The only other net I'm familiar with that hooks in with the All-Star and everything is the Parker City 220 net that meets on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. So anything Friday night, I am not really familiar with, so I wouldn't be able to offer you any assistance with that one.
Okay, very good. There's also by Dallas, Texas, there's Thursday night at 9 p.m. It's the, Mansfield Johnson Amateur Radio Club 220 net. That's a fun little net to listen to. So, thanks a lot.
Okay, thank you. And 70 KB2 GDZ.
KD2
CCV, this is M9 XDS. Can you still copy? Okay, November 9 X-ray.
I worked on 40 meters. Let's see what that was on the 7.242. So I bet you a call sign up from later. This is a 9XPS.
Okay, were you responding to that previous person looking for the net?
Oh, no, Larry, I had worked your station, 0200 Zulu, on 40 meters recently, so I just say hi, the 9XPS. Thanks for the net.
Okay, well, thank you. KB2GDZ.
Golf, golf. Davis, he was, got it. I had one letter wrong. So close. Next year. That's good.
That's okay. I was a little confused, but that makes sense now. KB2GDZ.
AE9, AUE monitoring.